This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I'm really bad at remembering people's names, is something that people in the entertainment business say a lot, mostly to explain why they've forgotten or never really paid attention in the first place to someone else's name. That person is usually somewhere way down on the call sheet or buried on the back page of a budget. People at the top of either document tend to be remembered. Now, I'm terrible with names, some people say, and to be honest, I've said it, but it's sort of like being chronically late. Yes, it is probably an unconscious act, but it still reflects a certain ruthless budgeting of attention and energy. If you were more important, is the message, I'd remember who you are. When I was first starting out in the business, I was sensitive enough to know exactly when someone had forgotten or never bothered to learn my name. Sometimes it was on a soundstage and one of the actors would have clearly blanked on who I was. Sometimes it was in a rewrite session and one of the creators of the show would be sitting in and he would know that he should know my name, know that he didn't, know that revealing that fact would be embarrassing for both of us, and I'd sense all of that terrible tension building up. I mean, there was a time when I was one of the showrunners of a hit TV show where the creators and executive producers had long since taken a step away from the day-to-day to spend their time flying around in private jets and buying stuff at auction, and even then I was pretty sure they didn't know my name, or at least they weren't confident enough to say it out loud. So here's what I did. I wrote my name on the upper right-hand corner of that week's script, and I rolled the script up lengthwise, you know, real casual-like, and I held the script up next to my face just casually like, oh, this is just how I hold my script when I'm thinking hard about running a show or whatnot. And I would make carefully sure that my name was visible and held in such a way as to be very close to my face. So if someone, one of my bosses or one of the stars of the show, wanted to speak to me, my name would be front and center and we'd both be spared mortification because they would be able to pretend to know me and I would be able to pretend to be known. And in the entertainment business, that's as good as it gets. Faking is often enough. Unlike, say, public radio, where it actually matters what you listen to, which voices are familiar, who knows your name, and who has earned your trust. KCRW has been broadcasting the best and freshest music, commentary, news, and astonishing audio for decades, and for about as long, people have been listening to it and loving it and forgetting, or allowing themselves to forget, that the station really does depend on the commitment of its listeners. It really does matter what your name is. KCRW offers the richest mix of music, talk, culture, and fun you can find on the radio dial or on the web. KCRW is not just about cutting-edge content. It's also about getting that content to you via podcast, live streaming, iPhone app, whatever, in the most exciting and up-to-date manner possible. Faking just won't cut it. So don't be a stranger. Be a member. Call us right now at 800-600-KCRW. That's 800-600-5279 or online anytime at kcrw.com. For CRW, my name is Rob Long.